Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to Allah, the One, the Almighty. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about Muslim character, and the title of the class is The Prophet's Excellent Example, The Best Role Model. The best role model. Last week, we learned that Islamic teachings value morality as the most important principle of life. Islamic morality is not restricted by an earthly limitations. It rather aspires to the highest level that people can achieve. Also, Islamic morality is not a set of individual values, such as truthfulness, honesty, justice, mercy, kindness, etc. Rather, it is a complete system that deals with life as a whole and defines its direction. Islamic morality seeks Allah's pleasure and nothing else. This morality in its perfection, beauty, and balance was reflected in the person of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Inshallah, today we will learn about the great character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, as he is the role model of good conduct ever. At the beginning, we must agree that teachings of good conduct require long training and constant supervision. This long training needs a leader who has the best noble character and attributes. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, the messenger of Islam, was the best example of the good moral character ever. Let us learn from the Holy Quran the proofs for this fact. We will recite now from Surah number 68, verse number 1 to 4. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم.
نون, these letters نون are one of the miracles of the Quran, and none but Allah alone knows their meaning. By the pen and by what they, the angels, write in the records of men, you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by the grace of your Lord, are not mad. And verily for you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will be an endless reward. And verily you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are on an exalted standard of character.
Okay. So actually, this is the great testimony and abundant honor Allah is saying, and indeed you, Muhammad, are of great moral character. It is a testimony by Allah, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, given to His servant in His own words. This testimony confirms our Prophet's greatness, which was reported by all around him. We must believe that Allah, the All-Knower, knows best whom to entrust for his final message. The message of Islam is so perfect, beautiful, comprehensive, and truthful that it could be delivered by a man who deserved such testimony from Allah, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. It was Allah who declared this testimony, that Prophet Muhammad is of great moral character, and also Allah declared in Surah number 33, verse number 56, that the Lord of the worlds showered His blessings on Prophet Muhammad. Only Allah can grant one of His servants such a great and unique favor. We will recite now from Surah number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 56, to know more about the honor which Allah showered Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Surah number 33, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 56. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي
يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
Allah sends His salat, graces, honors, blessings, mercy on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also his angels. Ask Allah to bless and forgive him. O you who believe, send your salat on. Ask Allah to bless him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you should salute him with the Islamic way of greeting. Salutation, that is, Assalamu alaikum.
Actually, the Arabic text uses the word salat in English. Salat means a prayer, but prayer by Allah for the Prophet means that Allah the Almighty praises the Prophet to those on high. Allah praises Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, to those on high. Actually, no honor could be greater than this, as the whole universe echoes Allah's praise of His Prophet. While when the word Salat refers to the angels, it means that they pray to Allah for the Prophet. In this verse, Allah is also commanding all the believers to bless the Prophet and to give him greetings of peace. This is the proof of how Allah the Almighty honors and praises Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Let us continue to learn the proofs from the verses of the Holy Quran that the Prophet Muhammad is the role model for the best human character. We will recite from the same surah, surah number 33, surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 21. Surah number 33, verse number 21. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laqad kana lakum fi Rasulillahi uswatun hasanatun liman kana yarjullaha wal yawmal akhir wa dhakarallaha kathira.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And we will surely let them taste the nearer punishment, short of the greater punishment, that perhaps they will return, repent.
This is Surah number 33, verse number 21. Okay, let us read it again. Bismillah, Surah number 33, verse number 21.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And they have certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day and who remembers Allah often.
Okay. So actually, sisters, we must know that in the midst of all worry, stress and fear, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, provided shelter for the Muslims. He was the source of their hope, confidence and reassurance. During any hardship, Prophet Muhammad was the leader, casting light within any darkness. He was the leader that remained stable despite the hardship. He was the leader that trusted Allah and accepted Allah's will, and he was the leader that was reassured that Allah's help would be forthcoming, and he was the leader that remained unshaken despite all the fear and confusion. And in Surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 107, it was the confirmation that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was sent to bring mercy and grace to man kind through calling for good morals. We will recite now from Surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 107. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin.
We have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not but as a mercy for the Al-Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists.
Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, a believer by goodness of his character achieves the high position of the one who observes fast and offers prayers. So this is the proof that good character will be, those whom they have good character will be highly rewarded as those whom they offer the prayer and observe the fast. Okay? Inshallah, now we will learn in more details about the good character of Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him so that he will be always our role model. We will start by his character regarding seeking the moderate way. Seeking the moderate way. We will recite now from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 143. Surah number 2, verse 143. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And thus we have made you a median community that you will be witness over the people and the messenger will be a witness over you.
Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, be moderate. Follow the middle course, you will reach the goal. Actually, it is clear that it is the command of Allah and it is the clarification of Allah that the Muslim nation must be moderate. And this is from Allah the Almighty. And again, it is the instructions of Prophet Muhammad who said, again, be moderate, follow the middle course, you will reach the goal. Also, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, those who go to extremes in practicing their religion are doomed. He repeated this three times. Those who go to extremes in practicing their religion are doomed. Again, those who go to extremes in practicing their religion are doomed. He repeated this three times. Also, Prophet Muhammad said, religion is easy. No one indulges in extremism except the one who is taken over by it. Hence, be moderate and practice it in proportion to your capacity. Okay? So, in this hadith, Prophet Muhammad is clarifying that the religion of Islam is easy. But if you plan to be following it in extremism, at that point, you will not be able to be a good Muslim. Okay? So, be moderate and practice it in proportion to your capacity. Because there are some people, some Muslims whom they came to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. One of them said, I pray all the night and I don't sleep. The other one said, I fast every day and I never stop fasting. And the third one said that he is always in the masjid and he is away from his family. The meaning. Okay, so Prophet Muhammad said, I am a normal human being. I wake up and I sleep. I fast and I stop fasting. And I take care of my family. So we must be moderate and practice the religion up to our capacity. Okay, now we will learn about justice and fairness as qualities of Prophet Muhammad. We will recite now from Surah number 16, verse number 90. Surah number 16, verse number 90. To learn about, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To learn about justice and fairness as qualities of Prophet Muhammad.
Thank you.
Surah number 16, verse number 90. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 16:90 إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون 16:90
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving help to relatives and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He admonishes you that perhaps you will be reminded.
Also, we will recite about justice and fairness from the Holy Quran as commands of Allah from Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 5, verse number 8. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses, and let not the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. Be just, that is nearer to piety, and fear Allah. Verily, Allah is well acquainted with what you do.
Actually, sister, this is the command of Allah the Almighty for all the believers to stand firmly for Allah as just witnesses and let not the enmity and hatred of others to make us to avoid justice. Let us listen to Prophet's sayings regarding justice and fairness. The Prophet said, people before you were destroyed because when the noble among them stole, they would let him go. And if the poor and weak stole, they would punish him. By Allah, if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, stole, I would cut her hand off. So actually, this is the proof that justice and fairness were the characters of Prophet Muhammad, who is swearing by Allah that he will cut the hand of her daughter if she stole anything or if she steal anything. Now we will learn again about one of the characters of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, which is forgiveness. We will recite now from Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 7, verse number 199. Surah number 7, verse 199, to learn about forgiveness as a character of our Prophet. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Take what is given freely, enjoy what is good, and turn away from the ignorant.
Allah the Almighty is actually commanding all the believer to show forgiveness, okay, and to enjoy what is good and turn away from the foolish. This is the command of Allah, and actually this is the way of life which can make your life very easy and actually very peacefully. You will have a lot of peace if you follow the command of Allah to show forgiveness and to turn away from the foolish. No argument, no fighting, okay? Just turn away and show forgiveness and Allah will reward you. Okay, we will recite again about the command of forgiveness in the Holy Quran from Surah number 42, Surah Ash-Shura. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 42, verse number 43. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ.
And verily, whosoever shows patience and forgives, that would truly be from the things recommended by Allah.
Actually, sister, this is a recommendation by Allah to show patience and forgiveness, and Allah will be the one to reward you. Whenever anyone is trying to make troubles for you in your life or to fight you or to cause troubles for you, just to show patience and forgiveness for Allah's sake. And leave it to Allah to solve for you the problem, okay, and to take care of that person who is really a troublemaker, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, Prophet Muhammad was the role model for forgiveness, as he forgave everyone, even his enemies. The people of Mecca mocked at him, beat him, and abused him. They tried to kill him, and they forced him to escape to Medina and to leave Mecca, in spite of the fact that he always said that Mecca was the most beloved place on the earth to his heart. But he had to leave it because of the very bad and tough treatment which he was exposed to when he was in Mecca at the beginning of the revelation of the Quran. But when he entered Mecca again, victorious, he didn't take revenge of anyone. He forgave all of them, even his main enemy, Abu Sufyan, who fought so many battles against Prophet Muhammad. Also, Abu Sufyan was forgiven. And actually, Prophet Muhammad said, anyone who stayed in the house of Abu Sufyan was also forgiven. So actually, this is the example of the reality of forgiveness, to forgive your enemy, to forgive the one who caused for you a lot of trouble, to forgive the one who forced you to leave your country, to forgive the one who forced you to leave your family. In spite of all that bad deeds, Prophet Muhammad, out of his clean heart, believed in Allah, and also he was looking for the reward of Allah, and he was actually, and still he is the role model of good character, he forgave everyone, even his enemies, and out of this forgiveness, all of them became Muslims. All of them. In one second, they became Muslims. Yes.
Abu Sufyan became Muslim?
Yes, all of them, they became Muslims. Mm. Because of this event. Mm. You know, as soon he said to them, you are all forgiven, they can't believe it. They were so worried that he will take revenge from them. But because he forgave all of them, this touched their hearts, and all of them, they become Muslims. Subhanallah. You see? So actually, this is a good lesson for every one of us, because every one of us, when he actually think it over to forgive someone, he will say, no, maybe I will forgive her, then she will be tough again with me. I don't want to forgive her. She will think that I am a weak person. Okay? But this is totally wrong. Because when you forgive, forgive for Allah's sake. This is the most important. Always have Allah between you and the people. So when you want to do a good deed, do it for Allah's sake. It will be very easy for you. But if you want to do it for the people, it will be impossible for you to forgive any person. So when you forgive, forgive for Allah's sake. It will be very easy for you. Actually, when you believe that Allah is commanding every one of us to forgive, this is number one. And when you believe that, you know, the oppressors are actually, oppression is prohibited by Allah, at that moment, when you believe that maybe I was an oppressor, maybe I was not the one, you know, doing the right thing. Okay? So why not to forgive for Allah's sake? Maybe when I forgive, Allah will forgive me many of my other sins. Okay? And actually, this will make it for you very easy to forgive. And it happened to me last month, actually, in one of my classes. One of the sisters, she made some troubles in the class, and I was very upset. And actually, I started, you know, to be very nervous with all the sisters, you know, and I stopped the class and I left. It was, you know, she was giving me hard time, arguing all the time, you know, and I am trying to convince her, but she doesn't want to be convinced. So I feel that she is intentionally making troubles. So I got out of mind, you know, suddenly. Because also, yes, so I decided to leave the place. But when I was at home, when I reached home and I took some rest, I started to, you know, to evaluate the whole situation. And believe me, this is what happened. And most of the sisters of the class, they don't know the truth, you know. I think it over, then I said to myself, Allah commanded you to have forgiveness. and you must follow Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. You are calling to Allah. You must be different in your character. You must be better than that sister. So, in spite of the fact that she was the one who caused the trouble, I called her by phone. For Allah's sake. I can't believe that I can do it. You know, but this is when you believe from the depth of your heart that you are doing that deed for Allah's sake. I called her and she didn't answer. I left for her a voice, you know, message. My sister, we are sisters. Let us forget everyone is under tension. Okay, let us be sisters all the time. Maybe I was under tension. Okay, if I did any mistake, forgive me. And I already forgave you. And let us forget the whole issue. Believe me, when I stopped, when I finished, I can't believe that I did it like this. Because she is younger than me, you know, and I was the one who have the right. I'm teaching her for 8 years, you know. And she was tough, you know, while she was talking to me in front of 35 sisters. You know? Yes, in my other class. Subhanallah. But when I did it like this, I was so thankful to Allah. That, you know, I can control myself. I can control my pride. I can control my feeling that I am the teacher and she is the student. No. For Allah's sake, okay, I am less than, a handful of dust. I must ask forgiveness from Allah than from the sister. After a few days, she called me, I am very sorry, Sister Mona, and you are my sister, you know, and alhamdulillah. When we returned back to the class last week, all the sisters, you know, were very relaxed because they were not expecting what will happen. You know, that sister will show up again. No one knows that I am the one who gave her the phone. You know, and I didn't mention this to anyone. For me, Allah is the most important. Yes. So, you know, this is how the Quran changes your character. Alhamdulillah.
I want to understand something. Maybe you can explain it to me. If you have when you have a situation with someone you think has offended you, and if you don't forgive, you can decide to forgive or not forgive. Okay. And that person has gotten, it pretty much it's a sin that if committed, if you forgive them, does it erase the bad that they have done?
If you forgive them, actually, I tell you one thing. Regarding the relation between the human beings, okay, if someone oppressed you, it is between you and him. Mm-hmm. But also there is, you know, a relation between that oppressor and Allah. Okay. You know, this is something different. But on the day of judgment, Allah will say to every oppressor, okay, ask forgiveness from the one whom you oppressed. If that person didn't forgive you, he will take from your sins. Mm-hmm. Okay, until Allah will say enough. Okay, so, but if you forgive for Allah's sake, this is something different. You know, if
so
you forgive,
is the reward better if you forgive?
Yes.
If you don't forgive and you get to heaven and then you
will
take
go
someone's
good deeds. No, if you forgive for Allah's sake, okay, you will have more and more and more reward than just waiting for the day of judgment to, you know, to take the good deeds from the other person.
Yes.
No, this is totally different. And this is the most difficult. To forgive someone who caused for you a lot of troubles. Someone whom you knew that she doesn't like you. She may be going out and saying bad words about you. But still, you forgive her.
It's better than anything else.
Better than anything. And you know, I want you to review with me what Allah said about this. And verily, whosoever shows patience and forgives, that would truly be from the things. Actually, in English, it is said recommended by Allah, but it is the things which are very difficult. Okay, it is in Arabic, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. These are from the very difficult issues, okay, to forgive. I can be patient, okay, but to forgive from my heart, someone who caused for me troubles, someone whom she has the intention to harm me, this is very difficult regarding forgiveness. And it can be done also only for Allah's sake.
Please don't laugh at my ignorance. But I always thought that if you forgive someone, then Allah would not judge them.
No.
Okay.
No.
You know, there is, you know, between you and the human beings, you know, there is a relation. And between that oppressor and Allah, there is a different relation. Okay, so all the time, push yourself, train yourself to forgive for your sake. You will have a clean heart. You will never...
Yes,
you know, the reality is that the good manners are not for the other people. The good manners are for you, because this is your spirit which has the good manners. It is with you 24 hours. When actually I forgave that sister, I was so relaxed. You can't imagine, because I feel that Allah is not angry with me, and I am not an oppressor, and I didn't, you know, act in a very unexpected way in front of everyone. Now, alhamdulillah, I can control myself, and I feel that I am a humble believer in the sight of Allah. All praise to Allah. If she is oppressing me, no problem. For me, no problem for someone to oppress me, because Allah is there. But for me to be an oppressor, with any possibility, this is very difficult, because I fear Allah. So all the time, train yourself to forgive immediately. Don't take it inside and then think it over. You will never forgive. But immediately. Forgive immediately. It is not easy.
But there are many things I need to
to revise. With everyone, especially with your husband. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us continue to learn about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the characters of Prophet Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Prophet Muhammad was very humble. Actually, Prophet Muhammad treated his relatives kindly, but he didn't give them preference over other people. It was reported that when a delegation came to the Prophet, he rose for serving them. His companions told him that they were sufficient to serve them. Prophet Muhammad replied, "They had honored our companions, therefore I personally want to serve them." You see, this is the reality of being humble, to serve the people yourself. The Prophet himself was serving the people because they treated the companions, they had honored his companions. Also, one of the companions has narrated that once the messenger of Allah went among the companions leaning on a cane, and his companions stood up. The Prophet said, "Don't stand up and don't adopt the system of these non-Arabs who stand up to pay respect to other people." Okay? So Prophet Muhammad, out of his character as being very humble, he said to the people, "Don't stand up for me." Okay? Prophet Muhammad said, "I am a slave of Allah. I eat as other people eat. I sit as other people sit." And actually, Prophet Muhammad used to visit the poor. He allowed the needy to sit in his meetings. And actually, he mixed up freely with his companions. Where the meeting was over, he used to sit there. There was no special place for Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him. When the meeting was over, he used to sit at the end. This is Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Invitation from free men, male and slaves. Invitation from free men, male slaves or poor persons were accepted to him. He visited the invalid person in the far areas of Medina. Anas says, "Whenever anybody held the hand of Prophet Muhammad, he never tried to withdraw his hand unless the other man withdrew his. He used to be the first to salute anyone who met him, or to be the first to shake hands with his companions. Whoever came to Prophet Muhammad, he was respected by him. Many times he used to spread his clothes for the visitor and used to place the cushion which was in his use behind the visitor's back. if the visitor were reluctant to let on the clothes, he used to insist. Actually, this is the reality of humility, which our Prophet was the role model regarding these two important characters. It is his nature that motivated him to spread love, respect, and compassion to all around him, whether they were Muslims or non-Muslims. Actually, this is the reality of these two characters, humanity and humility, to treat all the people in the best way, irrespective of their color, religion, education, or wealth. Let us now learn about kindness, mercy, and compassion as characters of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. One of the companions said that when anything, kindness, mercy, and compassion. One of the companions said that when anything was requested of the Prophet, he never said no. You see, anything, when anything was requested of the Prophet. Okay? Nowadays, when anything is requested from anyone, he just says no. At the beginning. First and last is no. Okay? Because I don't want the people, you know, to think I am too nice and to take me for granted. Okay? Actually, Khadija, Hadrat Khadija, may Allah be blessed with him, his first wife, has told him, when he was first blessed with the divine revelation, you carry the loads of the weak people, you earn for the poor, and help a person if any troubles comes to him in following the truth. Anas said, I served the Prophet for 10 years, he never said to me off. Expressing dissatisfaction. He never expresses dissatisfaction to the one who is serving him for 10 years. For 10 years. Okay? Of the habits...
Always positive.
Always positive, yes. This is one of his characters. He was always positive. Of the habits and traits of Prophet Muhammad that were very well known, that he was extremely generous. He was very brave, and he never turned away from the truth. In his own decision, he never committed any injustice. In his whole life, he was truthful and honest, trusty. In his whole life. Aisha, his wife, may Allah be blessed upon her, said, if there were two alternatives, the Holy Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, used to adopt the easiest alternative, provided there was no sin in it. If that work were sinful, then he used to run away from it. The Prophet didn't take any personal revenge from anybody. You see, Safiya, never any personal revenge from anybody. Yes, if Allah's command were to be disobeyed only for the sake of Allah, you know, he will stop the people whom they do any mistake. But for his personal issues, he never take any revenge from any person. You see, this is the best ever created human beings, our Prophet, you know.
I was wondering, because I think it would be nice if I could have a copy of your lecture, so I could read it every week.
Yes.
So it could remind me how to be, because this is really good.
Yes, I agree with you. Actually, Safiya, I agree with you 100% that what we are learning today is a very good motivation for every sincere Muslim who is looking to improve his character, to revise the characters of Prophet Muhammad, inshallah, every week, so that my own character will be improving and I will be reminded with the good characters of our Prophet every week. Inshallah, I will give it to you. So actually, Prophet Muhammad never become angry except for Allah's sake. Prophet Muhammad didn't beat anybody with his own hands, neither a wife nor a servant. Okay, any person who adopted his companionship or anybody who came to him for his need, he used to advise him to be patient till he was satisfied. If anybody asked anything from him, he gave it to him, or else talked to him so lovely that he came back satisfied. The river of his kindness was flowing for everybody. For his companions, he was a guardian. In matters of truth, all were equal in his eyes. You see, he was the river of kindness for everyone, but regarding the matters of truth, all were equal in his eyes. He was good-looking, decent, humble, and soft-hearted. He was not a narrow-minded and a hard person. Quarreling was not his habit. He never spoke bad words. Never. At the end, we will say what Hadrat Aisha, may Allah be blessed with her, said about Prophet Muhammad. She said that there was none who possessed a better moral character than the Prophet. Whenever his friends or his home people called him, he responded immediately. And also she said, when she was asked, what did Prophet do at home? She replied, he used to be in the service of his home people, and when the time of prayer came, he used to perform ablutions, wudu, and go out for prayer. Actually, today we learned about the role model of good character, our Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. This is a motivation for every Muslim to learn about the good characters of our beloved Prophet and to follow actually these good characters, so that inshallah we will have the reward on the Day of Judgment. And let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.